All right, so we're up to the last Kashin Teretz of the Gemara on Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. So after the Gemara has supplied the case where you would make a Borei Pri Ha'etz because of the Shemen Zayas, which is the case of Choshesh Begrono, and no Saint Shemen Harbe L'Socha Negro and Obaleya, so the Gemara says Pshita. Why does the Gemara say Pshita? Why is it a Pshita? Yeah, the Shemen is the Rove, no Saint Shemen Harbe, so Pshita that you're going to make a Borei Pri Ha'etz. So the Gemara says, Mahu the same kevin de l'rafua kamachavein lo livrech alea klal. Since you'll say that his intent is for rafua, you might have thought you don't make any bracha at all. Kamash malon kevin de islei hanoah minei boi bruche. That's what it comes to teach you, that since you do get derive hanoah, it does require a bracha. So Rashi says, "This lehanomine levad harafua yesh lo hanas achila." That's separate from the refua. He has hanas achila. So, what is the? How would you define al pisvara the havamin and the maskana kashin darts? As if you're going to say that according to the Havamina, that the Gavra's intent defines it not as a Maisa Chila, but as a Maisa Refua, so how come it's not Asar on Shabbos then? It's not a Maisa Chila, so you got big problems on Shabbos. No?
Well, on Shabbos,
So one way to learn the Machlok, the Havamina Maskana is like this. That the Havamina holds that it's true it's a Maisa Chila, but because of from the framework of the Gavra, it's a Maisa Achila, but the Hana is accidental. His intent is for Refuah. In other words, the Gavra's intention is not to be a Nana. So therefore, it defines the Maisa as not being essentially a Maisa Achila of Hana. It's simply a Maisa where Hana is accidental. And that's not machayev in a bracha. It has to be that the maisa chila is essentially a maisa shel hanah. That's what it means. It's a birkas nehenin. It's where the maisa is essentially hanah. So the gavra's intent, however, says that the hanah is accidental. That's not what he's related to. The maskana is that even if the maisa chila is accidentally hanah, it's still machayev in a bracha. Why? Because it's any maisa achila that brings about an affect of hana in the gavra is machayev in a bracha. It's not a question what is the essential nature of the maisa. The point is that the gavra was a nene. It brought about an affect in the gavra, and that's that affect is machayev in a bracha rishona. So the Havamina Maskana, the question is, does it have to be where it's essentially a Maisa Achila Shel Hanah? And therefore, if your intent is for Refuah, so then the Hanah is only accidental. Or do you say, no, I don't care whether or not the Hanah is accidental or essential. The point is, if the Gavra did a Maisa Achila that brought about an affect of Hanah, that's Mechayev in a Bracha Rishona. Yeah. Of course, you may raise the question, what about te'ima? Because the lacha by te'ima is not just if you spit it out. You could even be boleya, let's say ad revius, or I think ad kazayas. We should double check that. Where's the lacha te'ima? The Ram says in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Brachos, halacha beis, at the end. V'chein medivrei sofrim levarech achar kol ma shiyochol v'chol ma shiyishta. I'm sorry, the last line. Umita emes eina tzricha bracha lo lefaneha v'lo lachareha ad revius. some reason the Rambam only frames it in terms of Shasiya, Revius. What about if it's an Achila? Why the Rambam doesn't mention Kazayas, I'm not sure. But the point is that clearly for the Rambam means even Boleya. Or else why does he have to mention the Ashir? If you're not swallowing, you're spitting it out. Who cares what you put in your mouth? And the Hegos Maimonios says the same thing. That L'chor Mashma Filo Toei Mo Boleya. That's he's saying actually in terms of the Lashon HaTor. And then he says V'chein Kosev HaRambam Zal. But then he quotes other Rishonim who argue. Alright. But the point is that it'll be no kasha how the Rambam would learn, you could learn, or the Tor, because, you'll tell me, but there's an affect of Hana. Right? If a guy is swallowing, there's definitely going to be an affect of Hana. But the answer is, but it's not, that is categorically not defined as a Maisa Achila. That's categorically defined as a Maisa Tima. So a Maisa Tima that has Hana is not Machayev in a Bracha. It's not any Hana that's Machayev in Brachas. It has to be Hana Sachila. So Tim is considered categorically a different kind of a activity. So therefore will be no Kasha. Gemara is Havi Maskana revolves around the Maisa Achila. But Tim is going to be qualitatively different.
And by Rafur, you...
That's why Rashi says, the Islay Hana Minei Levad HaRafur Yeshlo Hana Sachila. Because the guy's having a nigram. And then Tosas makes the point. Take a look at the Tosas. Tosas actually addresses exactly what you just said, Michael. Kevin Islay Anomine by Bruchi Venirin Hadvarim Dim Adam Shosem Mashkin Lerafua. You should change that, the Marsha. Dim Adam Shosem Mashkin Lerafua Im Hamashkim Roim Lishtos the Leslay Hanomine Lo Boy Bruchi. The Islay Amine Below Harafua Boy Bruchi. That's it. That's universal. So if you're eating, if you're consuming a refuah, and the refuah has hanas achila, levad harefuah, besides the medicinal benefits, you're chayiv in a bracha. That's what we said. If you're taking cough syrup, it has alcohol in it. So the halacha would be, you'd have to make a shakal. It'll depend on what the refuah is. You have to take a look and see what the ingredients are, and see if you're nana. I mean, so that's the first. The first thing you see, if you have to see it's an ochel. That's the first thing you'd have to evaluate. Then after you know it's an ochel, then you have to decide when you know, whether or not it's something that's dover ra, or whether there's some hanaz garon, that there's some pleasure, something that you get, you know, on an objective basis. It doesn't mean subjective, but it means universally. Like if a guy's eating a grape syrup, I mean, it has things there that are definitely food. Okay, so then you'd be chayiv in a bracha. Let's say an alcohol. You'd be chayiv in a bracha. You don't go by whether or not you like grape syrup. You know what I mean? Like grape cough syrup. Grape cough syrup, objectively, okay, you know, people like. That's why, in fact, that's why they make it grape. Is that kids should like it. So that's the halacha. So, yeah, the question was raised, how would you distinguish why by te'ima do we say it's categorically a different activity? And therefore, the affect of Hana we discount, but we don't say the same thing by Refuah. We don't say it's a Refuah, and let's forget about the Hana. Why does the Halacha make a distinction like that? I think you have to say like this, that because really, what's really happening here is that the Refuah is taking place through a Maisa Achila. That is the nature of the refuah. It's really a Maisa Achila. That's really what you're doing. So therefore, if there's still Hanas Achila, so then that Maisa Achila registers. And it's Machayev and a Bracha. I'm speaking now in the framework of Brachas. But by te'ima, that is categorically not considered an act of achila. It has a total, its nature is completely different. See, by refuah, what we're saying is, really, what is this refuah? This refuah is to do a certain eating. It's to do a ma'isa achila. That's exactly the nature of this refuah. There's many different kinds of refuah. So medicine, a prescription, is to do an act of achila. Now the question is to evaluate whether or not there's a component and an affect of hana. And that will tell you whether or not you chayev in a bracha, which is a particular chiyuv. But te'ima in the world of achila is set apart. See, in the world of achila, it's set apart, te'ima. And that's how it's formulated, and it's recognized that way. There's the way it's formulated in the culinary world, that te'ima is a different type of performance, is recognized by the halacha, incorporated in the system of brachas. That's what I would say. Now, it's not the pshat, you know, when you take a nigron, let's say, or you swallow olive oil, it's not the pshat that it's a refuah and it happens to be an achila. No, it's an achila that's going to have certain medicinal benefits. So therefore, in the world of Hilchas Brachas, it's going to sometimes demand a bracha and sometimes not, depending on whether or not there's an affect of hana. The fact that it's a ma'is achila doesn't, the havamina still is excellent, because the question is there the hana is accidental. That's the key. The key is it's not just enough that it's a ma'is achila. The question is, what role does hana play? Does it have to be essentially a ma'is achila shana, or it's just the affect in the gavra? That's very good. It fits in very nicely. That's why the shiur is revius, the Ram says. Because once you get past revius, then the halacha doesn't recognize that as a mice of a team anymore. That's it. The quantity already makes it an act of eating. That can't be considered tasting. It's not the nature of tasting to have that kind of size, that kind of shiur. Then it becomes, so now that's a mice achil. I don't care what you think it is. By definition, objectively, that's a ma'is achila. No, that's in the real world. A guy can't sit down and eat a whole steak and say, I was just tasting. No, that's a real thing. Halacha, the revius. Yeah, maybe why the shear became revius. Why not? It's a kabay. I mean, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's halacha, of course. But it's based on a real culinary thing. It's based on real reality. Guy can't sits down and eats a 7-course meal and say, I was just tasting. I wasn't really eating. The guy would look at him like he's an idiot. That's not possible. There is an idea. I'm saying it's a real idea that's simply incorporated into halacha. That's what I'm saying. Halacha incorporates this reality. Accepts it. The nature of the way people eat. There's te'ima and there's achila. And te'ima is something you do in a certain manner when you're preparing food. There's a certain idea. Or you want to know if you want to eat this food. Whether it's acceptable. It's an activity that happens before what a human being considers an act of eating. Okay. All right, we're going to do the Rambam now. I guess, and then after the Rambam, we'll do Rabbeinu Yonah. Right, and I'll finish the sugya. Then we should look up the halacha practically, see what's going on over here. Actually, it's pretty halacha lemaisa kind of thing. And I think there's some tshuva Ramesha. Did anybody look it up on Michael Bream? Should I take a look? Hold on a second. Let me see if I can find that. Alright, we're going to do the Rambam now. The Rambam is in Hilchos Brachos. What is it? Perachas?
Yeah.
Ches Beis. Okay, Ches Beis. So the Rambam says like this. Let's see. Yeah, in the middle of the lach, he says, "Val Hashemen betchilahu mevarech borei priya eitz." On shemen, a bracha rishona is borei priya eitz. Bamed varam amurim shayachoshish begrono vishasa min hashemen imei hashlokos uchiyotze behen. Sharei nehene b'shtiyasa. When do we say make a bar praetz? Is if you have a sore throat and you drank from the shemen with a nigron, meishlokos, because then you nene from the drinking. Avalim shasa hashemen levado. But if you drank shemen alone, even where yachoshesh begrono, o shaloa yachoshesh begrono, or if you're not choshesh begrono, and you drank, of course, anigron, mivarech alav shahakal, then you make a shahakal. Sharei lo nene b'tam hashemen. Because you weren't nene with the taste of the shemen. So here you have, of course, a number of problems. First of all, the Rambam learns totally different. He learns that Azuki Mazikle makes the bracha shahakal. Not that Azuki Mazikle means that there's no hana and therefore there's no bracha whatsoever. No, it's just a shahakal, not a bari priyates. That itself is strange. Mamanashach. If you're nene, so why don't you make the proper bracha? And if you're not nene, you shouldn't make any bracha. That's problem number one. Then also what's strange is that if you drink shemen zayis with anigron, with meishlokos, so why is it that you only make a bari priyates if you're choshesh begrono? What happened to the tam hashemen? I mean, what do you care if you're choshesh begrono or not? That shouldn't change the drink. The drink is meishlokos with shemen zayis. And that removes it from the world of Azuki Mazikle. So then it should be that you make a bari priyates, just like Pashtus of the Gemara, Rashi, Tosus all learn. Why over there do you need Choshesh Begrono? Yeah, that's the second problem.
Ready?
Yeah. There's the terms of learning the Rambam. It's very difficult to say Avalim Shasa Shemen Levado means that you're going to drink Shemen alone and you're Choshesh Begrono. And there you only make a shahakal. And then the Ram tells you, oh, Shaloi Yachosh Begrono is still talking about Shemen Levado, and it's telling you that even though you're not Chosh Begrono, you still only make a shahakal. As if Choshesh Begrono makes it worse insofar as bracha. But you can't say that. Because the Rambam said before, "Bamedvar mamurim sheyachoshish begrono v'shasam in Hashem in imei shlakos." So you see, the choshish begrono ensures that you will make a bari priya eitz. So choshish begrono makes it superior, makes it better, insofar as the bracha bari priya eitz. So therefore, it doesn't make sense that in the next line, the Rambam has to tell you that maybe you'll think choshish begrono is inferior. You already know choshish begrono is superior. So therefore, the correct way to read it is Avalim Shasa Shemen Levado, that you definitely make a shahakal. Oh, Shaloi Yachoshesh Begrono means where you're on the Bemedvar Mamurim. That's the other variable. There's two variables. Either it has to be with Anigron, and it has to be Chosh Begrono. Take away one of those variables, and by definition, you're going to make a shahakal. Why? Sharei Lo Nene B'tam HaShemen. So now you have to work out how those variables come together. How does the Rambam learn the whole idea of Azuki Mazikle, and how those two variables work together to cause you to make a eitz on Shemen Zayas? That's what has to be defined. You hear me now?
Yeah, I understand.
Of course, the Rambam is the Shitaso. If you take a look in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chaf Aleph, Halacha Chaf Dalet, he says, Achosh Begrono Lo Yareno B'Shemen Aval Boleahu Shemen Harbe Vin Nisrapa Nisrapa. Yeah, that's because, according to the Rambam, you make a Shahakal on Shemen Levado. You see? So it's definitely an Achila. He doesn't have that problem. Why he? What does he do with the fact that the Braisa taught you a Negron? That's a good question. But I'm just saying, if you just learn Rambam straight, forget about the Tosefta, you're fine. Because according to Rambam, you make a shahakol on Shem and Harbe. So therefore, there's no problem. The only thing that's usur would be gargling. That's a ma'aser refuah. Gargling is a ma'aser refuah. Swallowing Shemen alone is no problem. He's good. He's straight. That's what he holds. Yeah, you don't even need svaras yet for that. That's just straight. Rams l'shitaso. That Shemen Zayas Levad is a ma'aser achila. You make a bracha on it. So of course you could do that on Shabbos. What's the problem? Okay, very good.